Good morning. I'm here presenting on behalf of my colleague, Mary Krieger, who wasn't able to make it to the meeting, so please bear with me. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about the burden of asthma on schools in California. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So, why do we care about asthma? Well, asthma is an epidemic in California. In some counties, up to 1 out of 5 children has asthma. It's a manageable disease. It's a disease that affects certain socioeconomic and ethnic groups more severely. It's related to environmental conditions. It affects school absences, which leads to revenue losses for school districts, and it affects student achievement. So our research questions were to first establish the prevalence of asthma among students in California, then figure out if asthma affected school attendance, then to see if it affected academic achievement, and we wanted to see which groups of students were disproportionately affected by asthma, and finally to evaluate the fiscal impact on schools. I'm just going to explain a little bit about California school system. So there's this thing called average daily attendance, which you'll see referred to as ADA in the presentation. So basically, schools in California are compensated for the number of students that are in attendance every day. So when students are absent, they're missing out on funding. And I'll get more into that later. Initially, we did a literature review, and we found really widely varying studies that showed anywhere between 1 and 18 absences per student per year related to asthma. One thing that was consistent is that absences increase with asthma severity, and we realized that there was really a lack of reliable information about the burden of asthma on schools in California. So we took data from the most immediate sources available, and then we needed to triangulate data to get to our final analysis. And I'm going to go into that triangulation a little bit more. This is a list of the data sources that we used, especially the last four that are in colors. But if you're not from California, you wouldn't be familiar with them. So figuring out the prevalence of asthma was relatively easy. The data sets that we use often ask questions about prevalence. And then to get from there to school attendance was a little bit more complicated, but we were able to get to that answer. And then from there, we could figure out the impact of asthma on academic achievement and the fiscal impact on schools. This slide gives you a little bit of an idea of the levels that we had to get into. And so our main goal was to figure out information at the school district level. And as you'll notice, it doesn't say school district level anywhere up there. So we had data sets that gave us information about individuals or schools or county. And we had to aggregate or disaggregate the data to get to the school district level. And I or Mary can discuss that more in detail with you after. I want to know more about that, sorry. At the top of this slide, you'll see that there's three different data analysis sets. The California Health Interview Survey is in purple, the National Health Interview Survey is in blue, and the California Healthy Kids Survey is in green. And they're all about the same for asthma prevalence rates. And if you look at the bottom there, it's the same three data sets, but they're broken out by different ethnic groups. The African American and the American Indian Alaskan Natives are the two groups with the highest prevalence rates. So asthma has been rising in California, and it's up to about 19% now. That was in 2009. So this is almost double the national rate of asthma, so it's a really big problem in California. And you might be wondering why, and the answer is we don't know for sure, but One aspect is that it's related to environment and poor air quality, and the freight movement in California is a really big issue. There's just lots of trucks on the highways. There's agriculture in the Central Valley with pesticides and all the freight movement out of there to bring vegetables to the rest of the country. And it's also a disease that's associated with certain socioeconomic groups and ethnic groups. So California is very diverse and has a lot of urban areas, so that probably contributes as well. So this slide is explaining the two different methods we use to figure out the average daily attendance calculations. And we use two methods, one to sort of check our work and make sure we were on track. And the second reason is because in method two, we were able to get down to the different ethnic groups that we were interested in teasing out instead of just looking at the overall prevalence for California students. What we found was that method one came up with $10.4 million, and that's only for the 20 largest school districts, plus five additional smaller ones that our funder is working with. So, and method two came up with $13.5 million. So these, because they're in, relatively close ballpark, we thought, we're on track at least, and we have we're talking about quite a bit of money here, especially in this fiscal climate. So this is just showing you the way that we went through and did the calculations. For method one, this is an example of Long Beach Unified, where the enrollment is 84,812 students. The asthma prevalence rate in that school district is 21.2%, and the number of students with asthma then is 17,632. And we use the average number of 1.2 absences per student per year with asthma, and that comes out to 21,158 absences per year for all the students with asthma in that school district, which equates to $500,000 in loss to the school district. This is how we calculated method two. And that number is a lot smaller because this is only one demographic group. So this is Latino boys in elementary school in the same school district I just showed you. So we would then go on to add all the different demographic groups together to get a total. This slide shows you the 20 largest school districts up above the black line, and then at the bottom are the five smaller ones that our funder works with, and along with all the other ones with the blue background. And so you can see that we're talking about a lot of money here for these school districts. And in total, we found that the estimated average daily attendance revenue loss for all California public school districts was in the range of $29.2 million. One of the things that we found is in a lot of the studies we looked at, they would average all of the students with asthma together. And you can see here that 70% of students with asthma miss no days of school. So when you start lumping all the students together, you start masking a real problem here, which is that 18% of the students with asthma miss three or more days of school, and they account for $26 million of loss. So we can help school districts focus on the kids that are going to save them money, as it were, by looking at the kids that are missing any school at all from asthma. And sorry about the purple line. That's a Mac to PC problem. But basically, this slide is to show you how we might figure out what are the kids that fit in that 18%. So the black bars are the percent of total enrollment for each of these different groups. And the green bars are the percent of total ADA revenue loss, which would correlate with the number of days missed for school. So anywhere that I've underlined a group in purple, that's where those students are missing disproportionately more school due to asthma. And those would be groups that we would want to focus on. So African American boys and girls in elementary school, Hispanic boys and girls in elementary school, white boys and girls in elementary school, and Hispanic boys and girls in middle school. And this slide is showing active asthma prevalence rates. And again, this is just to highlight that it's African American boys and girls that are the students with the highest prevalence rates. In this case, we're looking at the average yearly number of school days missed due to asthma. You can see that elementary schools, students in general, miss a little bit more school than other age groups. And especially the African American boys in elementary school are missing an average of 9.4 days per year due to asthma. This slide is showing the projected population for California in 2050. So you can see the Hispanic population is going to grow quite a bit, up to 52%. And a few slides back, I showed the prevalence for Hispanic students is actually a little bit lower than white students. So you might think, great, it's going to, the prevalence rate is going to go down and asthma will be less of a problem. But in fact, Hispanic kids are the ones that are missing more school due to asthma, disproportionate amount of school. So this actually is a population that we need to focus on. And it's going to become a bigger problem down the road. So in terms of asthma and academic achievement, for middle and high school schools, higher asthma diagnosis rates are linked to lower test scores, adjusting for race, ethnicity, and poverty. And we found that the asthma diagnosis rate, poverty, and ethnicity accounted for 69% in middle schoolers and 35% in high schoolers of the variability in school level academic performance index scores. And those numbers might not mean a lot to you, but the methodologists that we worked with said if you were just looking at poverty and ethnicity, you would expect it to be in the 5 to 7% range for the variability. So. And the next steps for our project are to meet with state and local policymakers, school districts, and Department of Education, and figure out how to best address policy issues both within health and education. This is our funder, the California Endowment. And okay, well, I guess my contact information is not on that slide. Sorry, it's running off, but I have cards and Mary Krieger's information is below. So.
Great, thank you.
Okay.